Let's start here.
He honestly stands out like a sore thumb.
Like a big 4-meter wingspan sore thumb.
It's not uncommon once they get into space to begin trading food with the Russians and vice versa.
Oh, okay.
So it's a lot of trading that goes on. It just kind of depends on their preference. If they see something they like, then, you know, they'll try it, and then they can request Russian food in their crew-specific containers if they really like an item. So The next time we have a vehicle go up, we can send those foods.
We are going to have some test drives available. So we'll have three manufacturers putting on test drives, Toyota, Ford, and Chevrolet. They're going to have some of their hottest models down there to try.
This is WVXU's Discovery Podcast, Start Here. Whether you're new to podcasting or an avid fan of many years, Start Here will help you navigate the exploding podcast world with examples and samples for what to listen to next. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. And with technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support from Connor Eldridge, we'll bring you three podcast samples in each episode of Start Here. Two from the rapidly expanding national podcast world, and one from the quickly growing and wonderfully creative community of podcasters right here in Cincinnati and the Tri-State. And we'll check out the hottest podcasts as tallied by the Apple Podcast Charts at itunescharts.net. And remember, you can always get a complete listing of our favorite podcasts at Podcast Central on WVXU.org. And you can join us if you have a podcast you'd like to share or a specific episode you'd liked. Let us know. Drop us an email or call us. Tell us your name, your podcast recommendation, why you like it. Our email is podcast@wvxu.org, or give us a call and we'll add your voice to ours. 513-294-8030. And now it's time to start here. First up on our list is the worst idea of all time. No, it's not a scathing review of the podcast, but the actual title. New Zealand comedians and friends Guy Montgomery and Tim Batt have created a phenomenon out of the worst idea for a podcast. That idea? Watch the same movie every week for a year and talk about it. What began as a dumb joke among friends has quickly grown into a hilarious psychological study. Here's a clip from the second season of the Worst Idea of All Time podcast, Sex in the City 2. Now, this is episode 34, meaning they've watched Sex in the City 2 34 times. In this clip, Tim and Guy discuss a single extra from a single scene in the movie, a guy grabbing coffee who scats as he walks away. Their intense analysis is indicative of the psychological effects of their undertaking.
Those are the questions we're faced with week after week, trying to dissect every frame of footage on this Java-loving man. I thought there was extra frames this time, so we had a look in slow motion at one part a second go-around, and it turns out Guy was right the whole time. It wasn't Coffee Guy. It was a guy who's outside the cafe during the establishing shot who just looks an awful lot like him.
That is right. Maybe a sibling keeping an eye on his deranged Java-addicted brother. Maybe not. It was very difficult to tell. All I know is I have been watching this guy like a hawk.
What have you noticed? Have you noticed anything strange about his behavior or his patterns recently?
I have. When he drinks with his left hand, when he drinks his water or picks stuff up with his left hand, he doesn't bend his elbow at all. It's at a perfect right angle the whole time.
Because he is so in love with math. He loves math.
He's actually had two. He's had his arms extended. He's had two meter-long wooden rulers.
Yes.
Not the one with an elbow hinge, which would actually function like an elbow. Just two full-length, separate, wooden, meter-long rulers attached. One for his forearm, one for his bicep arm, whatever you call it. He honestly stands out like a sore thumb.
Like a big 4-meter wingspan sore thumb. Wouldn't it be? Yeah, that's math for you. He loves that. Oh, baby, does he love addition.
4 meters.
You said 2 1-meter rulers, so if you stick it out that way, that's two, and then you got two arms, so that's four. 4 meter.
His right arm is fine.
What a caveat. What a hole you've dropped me in.
Yeah.
I really admire that, Guy. I admire your ability to fuck me up very on the fly. Didn't even consider that was a possibility.
And that was the worst idea of all time podcast. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. You know, Montgomery and Batt have watched Adam Sandler's Grown Ups 2 and Sex in the City 2 52 times each. The show's currently on its third season, in which the duo is watching We Are Your Friends, starring Zac Efron, 52 times. Up next is a podcast just recently added to Podcast Central's collection. As we delve deeper and deeper into space travel and the future of space exploration, many people are seeking to stay in the loop on the newest developments in the final frontier. Well, they need look no further than Houston. We have a podcast, the official podcast of the NASA Johnson Space Center. This podcast brings in experts from every branch of space exploration, from engineers to public affairs officers, and even the astronauts themselves. Alongside host Gary Jordan, the experts discuss the technological advances being made right now in space travel, as well as the future of humanity in space. Here's a sample from a recent episode of Houston We Have a Podcast titled Space Food. In it, Gary Jordan is joined by Dr. Takiya Sermons, a NASA food scientist, who discusses every aspect of the food that astronauts eat.
Okay, so up on board, you know, they're going to have their preferences, right? We've been talking about this. But do they have, do they share meals, right? And this is an international space station, so do they share internationally?
So the U.S. provides about half of the food for the International Space Station, and then our international partners, primarily Russia, provides the other half of the foods.
Okay.
The astronauts that come and evaluate foods in-house, they are U.S. astronauts, but it's not uncommon once they get into space to begin trading food with the Russians and vice versa.
Oh, okay.
So it's a lot of trading that goes on. It just kind of depends on their preference. If they see something they like, then you know they'll try it, and then they can request Russian food in their crew-specific containers if they really like an item.
Uh-oh.
So the next time we have a vehicle go up, we can send those foods. But very common for them to trade foods amongst themselves because you get curious after a while.
Yeah.
What are you guys eating? I want to know what that is. So.
And they package theirs differently, right? So you're talking about in the U.S., we package thermostabilized, and we do the dehydrated you said freeze-dried foods, and they do theirs in cans,
right? They still use a can system, which means that their food warmer is slightly different. So they have a their food warmer allows you to drop the cans into a slot and they warm it that way. And our foods obviously don't fit in that particular configuration. So it's very different. The one advantage to moving to a flexible pouch, which we use, is that it's a lot lighter, so you can send more food up.
Oh.
Different mixes.
Okay. Nice.
That was Houston, We Have a Podcast, the new space podcast from NASA's Johnson Space Center. Learn all you want to know and more about our extraterrestrial exploits right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Now we turn on our local spotlight and take a look at a podcast that'll keep you up to date on all the exciting things happening around Cincinnati. Downtown Download is the perfect podcast for anyone looking for something to do throughout the year in the Queen City. Downtown Downloader Mindy Rosen meets with local Cincinnatians to discuss fun events taking place all year in and around our fair city. Here's a sample from a recent episode of Downtown Download covering the Cincinnati Auto Expo that took place in February.
I wonder if a lot of people go to the expo thinking, I don't need a new car, but then they see something so fabulous and they sit down in it, and then can they even test drive it?
We are going to have some test drives available. So we'll have three manufacturers putting on test drives, Toyota, Ford, and Chevrolet. They're going to have some of their hottest models down there to try. We'll have the Camaro, the Mustang, F-150, the RAV4, and 19 models in total for you to come down and test drive.
And where will you test drive? Like around downtown Cincinnati?
That's right. They'll be setting up a driving course around downtown Cincinnati. You'll sign up down at the expo. All you'll need is a driver's license, proof of insurance, sign a waiver. We may need you to pass a breathalyzer, but then you get to take any model that they have available out on a test drive and just get behind the wheel for you. Yourself.
What a great opportunity. Is that something new this year?
Last year was the first year that we had Ford and Toyota take part. This year we've added Chevrolet. So we've got a larger selection of vehicles and it'll be going on longer.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Downtown Download from Downtown Cincinnati Incorporated. Your audio guidebook to the city is available right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. And before we wrap up, let's head to the top of the charts, the Apple Podcast Charts on iTunescharts.net. It's been a big summer for podcast launches, and the recent number ones reflect just that. These three new podcasts debuted this summer and went on to hit number one in August. Most recently, number one, NPR's Rough Translation, tells how our news is being told and heard in other parts of the world. Next, modeled after ESPN's podcast of the popular TV series 30 for 30, Oprah introduced the podcast version of her very successful video series, Super Soul Conversations, with the world's thought leaders. Our third number one for the month was Sincerely X. It's an original audio series from TED and Audible, featuring talks from speakers whose ideas deserve to be heard, but whose identities must remain hidden. Sincerely X, at the top of the charts now. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.